State Representative Peter Battaglia of the 106th District. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. It's a great day to be in Michigan. Just can't lick any flagpoles today, so we'll have to be cautious on that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that, especially where I would imagine you are today. You're way up north today.
I am. Duties took me up to Marquette this weekend. I left Lansing Thursday night, last night late, and drove up. There's a couple of things going on. Being the chair of transportation, the Northern Road Builders are meeting today. So I'm going to be speaking with them and the challenges of road building throughout the state. And, of course, everybody's looking to see how many more dollars they can get. And then, of course, being the chair or a member of tourism, I was the chair of tourism last cycle, it's the UP kickoff for their dog sled tournament. Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. Multiple meetings throughout the Marquette area today. There's probably 30 of us legislators up here. Oh. There's just a lot going on and things that need to be handled. So I'm up here having fun, but it is cold.
Yes, I'll bet it is. If it's cold here, it's colder there. But let's talk. You said a couple of things, a few things that need to be handled. A few of those include, you know, business with the economy, right?
Right, exactly. You know, the governor laid out his proposed budget, and of course our appropriations committees in Lansing are working through the governor's ask, and then of course what we ultimately end up coming up with. Revenues are up again this year, about $700 million, which is great, and that indicates that the economy is still moving forward. Yeah. The way our revenues go up is taxes haven't been increased. It's just that people are working longer, working harder. Property values are going up. People are consuming more. But you know, Kevin, it's kind of a fragile economy. We have to be really careful. I'm very upbeat and positive, but our stock market is stumbling right now.
Yeah.
And you know, Kevin, when you look at it, it's for all the wrong reasons. They're being cautious, and people are timid and scared, and I get that. We should be. But all the fundamentals are there. Home sales are up, auto sales are up, employment is up. And it's interesting for us in the north, when fuel prices come down to where we're excited about it, it actually drives the stock market down.
So, right, yeah, it's weird.
It is a balance. And what we're going to be looking at, us northern coalition of legislators, is the big ask by Detroit Public Schools and the big ask by Flint, you know, for more of those revenue dollars that are out there. But it's going to be hard for us to sacrifice Northern Michigan community revenue sharing when we have just as many struggles as they do. And, of course, Flint is nationwide in the spotlight right now, but a lot of the problems they have are problems that they created, and we do want to fix the water and get safe water in there. But I don't know if I'm necessarily keen on fixing all their infrastructure, which they should be responsible for, especially if it takes potential money away from Northern Michigan. So we're going to look pretty hard at that ask.
Yeah. Yep, a lot of things on the plate there. But, hey, this weekend, a lot of things. Well, before we get to the weekend, one of the other things you mentioned, transportation, and one of the stories we had dealt with raising the speed limits.
Right. Representative Brad Jacobson and myself have been working on a package for probably 2 years now, and we have it pretty much narrowed down, ready to go. We'll be voting it out of committee either this week or next week. Get it to the full House and then to over to the Senate, and it looks like the governor is going to be okay with it. We've identified about 1,200 miles of roads in Michigan where the speed limits can be raised to 75 and 60. Mm-hmm. Now, you look at US 23, if you drive from the Tawassus to Alpena, picture what everybody refers to as the Harrisville Hills. If
yes.
That's raised to 60 there, that seems very reasonable. And go on I-75, say, from Wolverine to Mackinac. If they raise that to 75, that certainly seems reasonable.
Yes.
So there's lots and lots of roads in Michigan where it'd be, and I'd like to see this in place before summer.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one. Summer can't come soon enough, but hey, this weekend is here, and that means free fishing weekend, doesn't it?
It is, and there's tournaments everywhere. Of course, down the Snow Derby is going on, the Snowbox Derby. That is an absolute riot.
Right.
You know, I tell people, get out there and enjoy it. The free fishing weekend, there's tournaments everywhere that I know of. It's a great thing. Get out. I know it's cold, but bundle up. Take somebody out that's never been fishing before. Let them enjoy it. Take a kid out, you
right.
know, and get them out there, learn what it is to be out in nature and enjoy yourself. So I think that's a great thing. And, you know, we've always strived here in Michigan to get people out and encourage them with free fishing weekends. There's two of those. And we've actually passed a bill this year that allows you, if you don't have a park pass on your car, or truck to be able to park in a DNR or state facility without having to have a park pass.
Yes.
So that's free parking this weekend also. So get out there, enjoy it. Michigan is beautiful in the wintertime. We just need to take that thermos of hot coffee or hot chocolate and get out and enjoy it.
Boy, you bet. Well, you'll need your thermos of hot coffee and hot chocolate up there in Marquette. Enjoy the weekend, Peter. If they want to reach you, how do they go about doing that?
517-373-0833, and have a great weekend, Kevin.